Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, friends, welcome to the show, Hourly with Bowerly, Hour 4. Hey, one thing I need to mention, very important. Today is your school board election day, school board races. And I would suggest that you go to the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. I would suggest you scroll down. Western New York Students First has put out a list of candidates they believe you should support. Now, you might remember Western New York Students First. They were very important in the battle against the restrictions on your kids during the pandemic. And they have interviewed and screened the candidates. And I would suggest you check that out. Now, in the Clarence situation, I have a little bit of a difference of opinion, but you know, you're not going to agree with everybody all the time on everything. But I will try to remember to pin that to the top of the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page. You got to vote today in your school board election. Vote in your school board election. I know it's a pain in the butt. I know you'd rather be out partying, but school board elections and the candidates endorsed by Western New York Students First, Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, and the one I added is not endorsed by Western New York Students First. But we have quite a number of mutual friends, and I've read her platform, and if I lived in Clarence, I would be very inclined to vote for her. But you know, a lot of people don't like people disagreeing with him, but it is what it is. So anyway, welcome to the show. Tom Puckett, during the Buffalo's evening news portion of programming, is going to be replaying portions of the president's speech from today, which I'm sure you will want to listen to. Chuck Schumer was not bad at all, to be honest with you. President Biden, not bad at all. Mayor Brown, excellent, as I believe he has been through this entire ordeal we have experienced together. So I know that this question is rather simplistic and maybe easy, but we haven't really had a chance to get into it. How are you dealing with everything? How are your kids dealing with everything? And I don't know if you've had this conversation, but the other day, and I know Joe Beamer had mentioned it, a lot of people's phones blew up on Saturday, friends and relatives across the country. Hey, are you okay? Because they saw the crawl, mass shooting at Buffalo supermarket. What would you tell me about Buffalo? If I was from Mars and I landed on planet Earth, what would you tell me about Buffalo? What I would say to you is that, you know, said it a million times, and I wish I could come up with a different way to say it, but we are the world's largest living room. We are all interconnected, every single one of us. My friend Booker and I joke every time we see each other, between the two of us, we know everybody in Western New York. And you know what? It's not that far from the truth. I'm pretty sure we do. Because he's got a huge circle of friends. I've got a huge circle of friends. And that's what I would say to an alien about this area. We're not like Tim Wenger had pointed this out in an interview he had done about this situation. This is not like other metropolitan areas. It really isn't. So let's get back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. How are you coping with everything? And if you weren't listening earlier, I will confess that during our coverage on Saturday, which began at 4, I began because there were certain facts that I knew that I could not disclose on the air. They've since been disclosed that were really wearing on me during that live coverage. So I bailed after 2.5 hours, and I went home, and I was absolutely mentally and physically just drained after only 2.5 hours, okay? And I didn't do most of the work. Wenger did most of the work. And since then, true confession time, it isn't post-traumatic stress, but I've had this feeling. I've described the feeling of hollowness, and the hollowness has given way more to a restlessness. I have been awake since 3 o'clock in the morning, highly unusual for me. I'm not an early riser. I could not get back to sleep. I just couldn't do it. I tried to read, didn't work. So I watched The Imitation Game again and waited for the sun to come up. So restless is the word I would use. When I'm home, I want to be out. When I'm out, I want to be home. And so it goes. Back to the calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I thank you for your patience on hold, gang. I appreciate that. Solomon in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, Solomon.
You are killing me softly today.
Oh, I hope you mean that in a good way.
Yeah. You are definitely taking me back to... And when you said you was 3 years old before you actually start seeing people of different colors.
Correct.
Well, I have two quick stories. I'm at work, so I got to go make rounds soon.
Gotcha.
I was vacationing in Miami. I must have been like 12. My aunt stayed in Miami. Catching the Greyhound bus back. There was this Caucasian kid. He must have been about 3 or 4. And he's going to everybody's table and bothering them, basically, in my opinion. He's just being a pain. He's getting on people's nerves. So I was like, she needs to do something about that. And he wasn't paying her no attention. So then I thought, well, he's been on that bus all the time, so he probably just woke up and got a bundle of energy. Anyway, long story, well, short, he ripped from table to table and got a table across me and ripped to my table. And you talking about somebody that froze in their tracks. When you seen the baseball player.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was so stuck. I mean, this kid, he just gave, you see, he was at awe. Like, Lord, you messed up one of them. Something happened here, and I don't understand it.
Have you thought about doing stand-up? Because this is the first time I've chuckled since Saturday.
Oh, I'm glad I was able to be a part of that.
No, you were. So what being on the receiving end, keeping in mind, like, my story, I was 2 or 3 years old, tops.
Right.
What, as a young man, what went through your mind? Was, I mean, did you laugh with it? Did you roll with it? Did it make you angry? How did it make you feel?
It didn't, it definitely didn't make me angry. And by then, I was 12 and already had, I'm thinking maybe at least 3 Caucasian good friends, which is, I don't know, I met him over on Coon Street. And his father was just crazy about me. We was over each other's house, you know, like it was all right. But his father was just crazy about me because my first name is Jablonski. And if your ears are good, you could tell I'm not Caucasian.
I can never tell by voices because I know some people in Louisiana, and that's a very dangerous thing. I could tell a story, but I'd best not about voices. I never judge based on voice what somebody looks like.
Okay. Well, the other side of this coin is where I was experienced. So his mother came and got him, and my concern, you asked me how did it make me feel. Well, back then, it's still kind of early, like, 74, somewhere around there. So I don't know how the parents is going to react. My experience, what I'm going to do is just speak to the kid like any other kid. But some parents feel different ways about situations. Mm. So I was just looking at him. He's looking at me. The lady came and got him. I'm like, okay, where dad at? And what kind of fella is this? You know, I have a tendency to wait. Before, you know, I judge, you know, you first 2 or 3 minutes, you get enough impression about that person to tell kind of what side of the road they on.
Right.
So anyway, she just told him, said, say hi to the young man. And he spoke to me, and I spoke to him. I said, how you doing? You better be good. You hear your mother calling you. When we was getting back on the bus, me and the young lady, well, she was older than me. She was grown. I was like 12. We was getting back on the bus. We had to be next to each other. And I looked at him. I said, he's never seen a black person, has he? And she was like pondering that thought, like, you know, I don't think he has. She said, why you say that? I said, did you see how he stopped when he saw me? He's never been around a black person. He's never seen a black person.
Wow.
Now, quickly, I'm going to get the other side.
Just for the record, Solomon, that was not me in 1974. My story was from 66.
Yo, you. I'm like, I started to ask you that. Was that you? But we made, so it couldn't be you. 79, mother passed. Go to Miami to stay with my aunt. I was about 14. Matter of fact, I was 14. Had to find a building downtown. Was raised around black people and knew white people would have some white friends or whatever. Downtown looking for this building. I see what it looks like. A white lady. So I said, excuse me, ma'am, could you tell me where this address is? And she started speaking Spanish. I didn't know it was Spanish then. Why? I've never been around it in Buffalo. I don't know. But this was my first experience. And I'm like, wow. So then I see another lady that just looks like a light-skinned black lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she started speaking Spanish. Mm. I'm like, okay. Now I see a brother. You're my man. Could you tell me what his address is? Un pula pasa. I got on the bus and went back home.
Hey, Solomon, what I said at the beginning of the call, you need to do a stand-up routine. Your delivery is outstanding. Your voice is instantly likable, and you have great content. And we need... You know what? We need stories like that because I like those stories because they illustrate how far we have come. And
yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Solomon, I'm so glad you called. And think about a career change because I think you'd kill it.
Nah, I'm not a comedian. I'm a gospel singer and a drummer.
Oh, the world is filled with drummers. Ask Bill Mason. You guys all know each other.
But to link it to what happened at Tops, all these different people, it depends on, like, how that mother reacted to it. It could have been some mothers that are like, leave that guy alone and don't mess with these type of people. Or it could have been a man who went just haywire, depending on how they was raised or what things they've taken on. So, well,
this, you know what, Solomon, that is the question. The role of the parents, I know they've been cooperative with law enforcement, but they certainly knew their kid had made threats. They had to reasonably know that. They knew or should reasonably have known that he was accumulating an arsenal with body armor. I would like to know more about that. But again, in the interest of justice, he is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. I know it's frustrating for all of us, but I'm grateful for the call, Solomon. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, that's the way to call a radio show. That's the first time I think many of us have laughed since Saturday. And these stories are true and very illustrative of the progress we've made. And look, I live in the village of Williamsville, as everybody knows. You just walk up and down Main Street in Williamsville, look in the windows and enter the restaurants and establishments, and you see people who don't look like each other, who clearly have great bonds and friendships. That's America. It's not the America of the monster on Saturday. Two big issues here. When your friends from out of town say, hey, what's going on in Buffalo? Or tell me about Buffalo. What do you say? And on a personal note, how are you dealing with what happened on Saturday? And as I've said before, people I know lost loved ones, friends on Saturday. Somebody with whom I spoke last night had a friend wounded on Saturday, and badly wounded, but will survive. And a situation like this in local news coverage after 41 years, I can honestly tell you this story has affected me more deeply than any other story. Unlike 3407, this was an intentional, deliberate act, and thousands of people are hurting because of an intentional and deliberate act. And it's made me very restless, not nervous, but restless. Let's go to who's next? Oh, Jeremy in Lancaster's been on hold forever. Jeremy, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Now, just a little bit about me is I'm a type of guy who likes to see the big picture. And I don't like propaganda or hypocrisy. And what I'm hoping for is the tragedy of this past Saturday gets Buffalo to reel in a bit of its violence. Now, we all know prior to the tragedy, there were about 87 or 89 stabbings and shootings. Okay? And what bothers me is Buffalo's been presented as this tight-knit community. But what type tight-knit community has 89 stabbings and shootings? And what really gets my goat, though, is we'll remember in past seasons, a grandmother was shot down with her grandkid.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where was the national media? In that it's about six times the number of people have been wounded in violence. But everybody's presenting, oh, Buffalo, Jefferson's a tight-knit community, nothing. It's a golden place. And see, what really ticks me off, though, is I get into it with people saying, oh, it's two different things. That's a neighborhood beef, and this is an act of hate. You don't kill somebody you love. You don't shoot at somebody you love. You don't stab somebody you love.
Well, allow me to retort, and I'll talk to you more after the news, but first of all, most acts of violence and homicide are people who know each other. And much like the murders that went on during the Prohibition era in the 1920s, and the establishment of narcotics rings in various cities across the United States after the Second World War. Think people like Mickey Cohen. Some of these situations are gang, drug, financial situations, which in their essence are no different than the gang killings that we watch in the old black and white newsreels on the History Channel or on the Internet. Hold on, if you would.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm happy to talk to you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome, friends. Good to have you with us. It's hour four, hourly with Bowerly. It's been, obviously, a very emotional past few days, and it's going to continue to be a very emotional period for us here in Buffalo, New York, because we haven't even had the homecomings yet. The families, as far as I know, still don't have the bodies because the medical examiner has to do, you know, the full autopsy complete with courtroom-ready forensics because they need all of that evidence because the suspect is innocent right now until proven guilty, and it is the burden of proof on the state. They have to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and I know... Believe me, I understand for the obvious reasons why that sounds entirely absurd, but it is the American way of justice. And I'll give you just a parallel. As you know, I've been on a JFK assassination kick lately. Jack Ruby, who did definitely shoot and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, Jack Ruby had an appeal going on at the time of his amazingly fast death from an amazingly fast-moving cancer, 28 days from diagnosis to death. Jack Ruby, because his case was on appeal, when he died, in the eyes of the law, Jack Ruby died innocent of the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. We all saw him do it, but legally, he is as innocent as you or as I. And I'm dedicating, again, this program to the memories of those who were killed on Saturday. And if you know any of these people, just know that everybody in Western New York is on your side. Whether they're sending you thoughts, whether they're sending you prayers, you don't have an enemy in the world. You've got nothing but love coming at you. Roberta Drury, 32, Buffalo. Margus D. Morrison, 52, Buffalo. Andre McNeil, 53, Auburn. Aaron Salter, 55, Lockport. Geraldine Talley, 62, Buffalo. Celestine Cheney, 65, Buffalo. Hayward Patterson, 67, Buffalo. Catherine Massey, 72, Buffalo. Pearlie Young, 77, Buffalo. Ruth Whitfield, 86, Buffalo. Rest in peace. So many good people taken far too soon and for no reason but hate. No reason but hate. So to those people and to those of you who knew those people, they were more than names and ages and where they lived. They were a part of your life. In fact, Brenda, who's one of our regular callers to this show, she called Joe Beamer and Brian Mazurowski the other day. And I turned on the radio and I said, well, there's a familiar voice. And turns out she was related to one of the victims. I believe she said it was Lieutenant Salter, the security guard who engaged the suspect. Obviously, you have different things going on right now than listening to the radio, I'm quite sure, but you can always feel free to call in and tell us more about your loved one. You know, there's a Bill Murray movie, St. Vincent, and, you know, there's a very interesting part of that movie where the Bill Murray candidate who had lost his wife, as I recall, went into a monologue about, why do people say, I'm sorry for your loss? What does that even mean? It means nothing to me. How about, what was she like? How about what did you guys like to do together? What was your favorite movie, your favorite song? What was your wedding night like? What was the reception like? He basic, and you know, watching that kind of changed the way I approach people when I find out that they have lost someone. I don't say, I'm sorry for your loss. I usually say, would you like to tell me about him? One of the nurses at one of my surgeries over the past 6 months lost somebody very, very close to her. And I didn't say, I'm sorry for your loss. I just asked her questions. And it was her first or second day back at work. And she began to have tears going down her face. And I said, would you please close the door? And would you shut the curtains? And she did. And I said, I want you to tell me everything you want me to say about him. And, you know, I don't claim to be the world's most compassionate or most decent man, but listening to this wonderful lady describe the person she lost suddenly, though not through violence, was, it was a real perspective changer. Because I keep going back to that show, The Worst Pain You've Ever Experienced. And there I was, feeling sorry for myself about what I was going to have to go through. And here this woman is, who was basically running on adrenaline because she had to. And it was one of the most touching moments of my life. It really was, because, you know, I felt like this is a time where I actually remembered to put somebody else first and not be a narcissist. I'm not really a narcissist, but you're expected to be when you do this for a living. But I can be selfish, admit that. But I was proud of myself because I put her first. And the lesson there is not that I'm some wonderful human being, okay? I don't claim that. The lesson for all of us is that if you think about putting other people first and their problems and their concerns, their sorrows, and their happiness, you start putting that first, it can really make a great difference for somebody else. And I don't know if karma is a real thing or not a real thing, but I swear that stuff comes back to you. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Jeremy in Lancaster, thank you for your patience. Sir, you're on.
Yes. I appreciate your point that a lot of the violence is similar to Prohibition-era violence. But I see I want the community to heal. And part of healing is reflection. And given the horrific nature of the race-based attack, I'm afraid that people will turn a blind eye to violence within the community and rather just focus all of their attention on the race-based attack and not the 89 incidents of violence that have come before.
I certainly do understand your point, and you know, I've been doing this long enough to present you with a bit of a conundrum, if I may, Jeremy, because sometimes this is true with media, and it's also true with law enforcement. You don't know what to do, and what I mean by that, let me give you an example. There are times when community activists have said, we need more police in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is filled with crime. Would you please police our neighborhood? And then the police do exactly that. And then other people step forward and say, why are the police harassing our young people? And it's this seesaw thing. And we go through it in the media, too. 25 years ago, or whenever it was, when I was at the other radio station, GR, We had a meeting with some local activists who urged our newsroom to quit saying violence on the East Side, violence on the East Side, murder on the East Side. So we didn't do that. Well, and we didn't focus so much on the crime on the East Side. And this was during the height of the crack wars. And then we got complaints that because we weren't covering the violence, we didn't care about the community. So I don't know what the answer is. It's clearly a sensitive issue. And the only answer I could possibly give is to treat everyone the same. As an individual, that's all we can do is act as individuals. But I mean, I understand your point. There a lot of people have met violent ends not too far from where this horrific race terror attack took place. But like I say, the situation with violent crime is it's almost always done by somebody known to the individual. And like I said before the break, just like the Prohibition gang wars, a lot of it is based on drugs and who has the turf, who has dominion over the sales of whatever in a certain neighborhood. And sometimes it's just young people being stupid with guns, and something that would have been settled with a fist fight in the 60s is now settled with a Glock. But fortunately, there are people who care. And, you know, we have people like Darius Pridgen and some of the other pastors who are in the area. And I don't know how they find the energy, but they're constantly consoling the families of people who have met violent ends. And there are people, good people, trying their best for a better neighborhood. And, you know, and another sad fact is most crime is young male crime. Young men and testosterone, a deadly mix. There's a reason they don't draft 50-year-olds. Capiche?
Well, that, yeah.
All right, Jeremy, I appreciate the call very, very much. I wish I had the answer. I really do. But those stories, though, about the newsroom situation, absolutely true. And it is a balancing act. You don't want to seem like you don't care, but you also don't want to end up painting a neighborhood with one brush. And, folks, I'm being as real as I can be. I mean, it's, you know, this is raw stuff. I just got a text from Paul Cambria about Jack Ruby. He didn't die innocent. He died without being convicted. Okay. See, I've read other attorneys that I stole what I said from, so I guess I'm going to go with Paul Cambria as opposed to the other attorneys I've read. When in doubt, trust Paul. It is 5:53 WBEN. Let's go to Ray in Amherst. Ray, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon, fellow quad bypass survivor. My two cents on this horrific incident. I think this has as much to do. First of all, my condolences to the black people in Buffalo who lost their loved ones, because their loss is so horrific. This is such a horrific tragedy, and my heart goes out to these black people who lost them, the black community. And they are hardworking, loving people. They love their families, and this is a tremendous loss. So that's number one. Number two is this has much to do with mental illness as it does with any political leaning. This kid was taken out of school apparently a year ago for threatening his fellow students, and it was clear mental illness involved here. And I'd like to know how this kid got a hold of an AR-15 and body armor when his parents knew that this kid was mentally ill. That's one question I got.
Yeah, and you know what? We talked about that in great detail at 2:30 to 3. We had Max and Jim Tresmond on explaining that, and and talking about the potential for civil liability that exists. But what was the second point, quickly?
Yeah, the other thing is Frank James, subway shooter, black guy mowed down all them people in the subway. Same thing, mental illness. The guy is mentally ill. It's clear that it's mental illness. And these people who are doing this, nine times out of ten, they're deranged people. And there's a mental illness factor here, I think, more than any political or deranged ramblings going on. Darryl Brooks mowed down those people in Waukesha with his car. Same thing, mental illness, any political stripe there. So,
well, see, I'm kind of out of time, but I thank you for the phone call. Look, I mean, it's pretty hard to say that somebody who would commit any of those acts is of sound mind. The issue is, are they criminally responsible? And, you know, at the risk of another text from Paul Cambria, I went into that earlier, and the insanity defense only works 1% of the time. One of those times being when John Hinckley was not guilty by reason of insanity in trying to murder President Ronald Reagan, much to the disappointment, I'm sure, of Poppy Bush. President Reagan survived the assassination attempt on him by Mr. Hinckley, whose family just happened to be friends of the Bush family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.